Today, we start a new series called In the Hole, Understanding Maryland's Opioid Epidemic. Officials with the State Department of Health expect that when the final numbers are in, they'll show that more than 2,000 Marylanders have died from opioid overdoses in 2018. And the number one opioid killer is fentanyl. It looks just like heroin, but it is cheaper and deadlier, and it is often mixed with heroin or cocaine. So scientists and public health experts developed fentanyl test strips, thinking they would help people with opioid addictions check their drugs and avoid those laced with the most lethal drugs. Those strips are now being distributed in Baltimore and coming to other jurisdictions soon. But as WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports, health workers distributing the strips have found the results are not what they expected.
A few dozen feet away from a busy alley in southwest Baltimore, health workers have set up a small card table. On it are kits of the test strips, condoms, and Narcan, all ways to reduce the risk of disease or overdose in the world of drug use. Rochelle Johnson, an outreach worker, walks up to the table. She was at the top of the alley where drugs were being sold, or as she put it,
"We was in the hole. We was in the hole. They up there purchasing, doing what they do, and we wait for them to come out to try to get them a kit. That way they can test maybe what they purchased."
Johnson works for Power, part of Behavioral Health Systems of Baltimore, a nonprofit connected to the City Health Department. She says she handed out more than a dozen kits that morning. The best way to get this kind of support into the hands of those with opioid addictions, she says, is for workers to meet them where they are. In this case, that's the hole. Daryl Burrell leads this outreach team. He says they know how to find the hole.
Because we've been in the hole before. We form our acts. We've been there. So we understand, like, you know, it's a culture.
A lot of dealers, he says, give out free samples called testers.
So once they give out the test, you might have 60 people. They might give out something with fentanyl in it, and you might have four or five overdoses happen at that time.
But many with opioid addictions want the drugs laced with fentanyl when they hear somebody overdosed on them.
Yeah. Then that's what they chase.
Takiya Brittingham is Burrell's partner at the card table.
They want it because somebody overdosed on it. I mean, it's good, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they buying out is. And they ask for that by name, though it has fentanyl in it.
They took the fentanyl and made a street slang for it. It's called fit.
Rather than a deterrent, a positive fentanyl strip is enticing to many of the people addicted to opioids, they say. It shows their drugs have the highest high they can get. But, Burrell adds,
some people don't want your fentanyl. Some people don't want to use fentanyl. I'm not saying that they're going to throw it away. It's, you know, that's probably hard for them to do because they're addicted.
In the past 2 years, fentanyl-related fatal overdoses have doubled in Maryland, according to the State Department of Health. For years, scientists and experts studied whether the test strips would work to change someone's behavior. Would knowing that their drugs have fentanyl stop them from using them? No, the outreach workers out here say the strips are not guaranteed to turn people off from using the drug. But it might change their behavior in another way.
Because a lot of people, when they're using cocaine and dope, they call it slamming, where you slam the whole thing. But a lot of times what we get now is that people don't do that no more. We try to offer, like, take it slow if you're shooting it, then take a test, you know, take it slow before you put it, don't slam it in.
Take it slow has become a common expression. A typically lethal dose of heroin is 30 milligrams. Fentanyl's lethal dose, 2 to 3 milligrams. A strip that tests positive might make someone slow their intake, giving them a little less risk of overdosing. Counselors call what they're doing harm reduction. It's meant to promote safer drug use, which, the theory goes, will keep those addicted alive and available to the options for recovery. Again, Burrell.
I don't know if just telling somebody to stop using drugs, they stop using drugs. You feel what I'm saying? And then we people have lived experiences, so we know how it feels to be on the other side.
Experts say a person addicted to opioids who finds a successful path to recovery will have tried treatment numerous times. One outreach worker, himself once addicted, said the road to recovery is a continuous pursuit.
How you doing, sir?
Hi, how you doing?
Need a kit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Burrell and his team are out here, trying to get their kits with the condoms, the Narcan, and the fentanyl test strips into the hands of as many people as they can.
All we can do is give them the information and let them know that we are here if somebody want to get treatment, then we get the cards and we give them, you know, we offer them drug treatment too.
Some walk out of the alley where drugs were being sold and brush past them. Others quickly cross the street, avoiding the card table. Some want the kits. They know they need it.
You know, we just try to offer people hope because it's a lot of despair out here.
Whether that hope translates to recovery, that's tomorrow's story. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.